He assured Mary that she would not be without his presence again, but would be in communion with him and their heavenly Father. And as believers, we have the same assurance as Mary. When we seek Jesus's presence, he meets us in that space and is ready to calm our spirit and fill us with an unexplainable joy.
Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did.
Hey everyone, it's Maggie, and we are continuing our Easter podcast series today. In this episode, I want to look at the women that followed Jesus and see what we can learn from them as fellow women. What are the lessons that we can learn from these women before, during, and after Jesus's death? The first woman that we will look at is a woman who is unnamed, but Jesus says that wherever the gospel is shared, what she did will be remembered. While Jesus was reclining at a leper's house, this woman came in and broke a flask of extremely expensive perfume and poured the perfume over Jesus's head. Scholars estimate that the perfume would equate to 2/3 of a year's wages. Judas begins complaining that the woman wasted the perfume as it could have been sold to help the poor. However, this was not even Judas's true intentions. He had been stealing from the money that was being collected. So he thought, man, I could have used some extra money from this perfume. But Jesus stopped this conversation and he said that her sacrifice was beautiful and she was preparing him for his burial. But Jesus stopped this conversation and said that her sacrifice was beautiful and she was preparing him for his burial. He said she anointed him. Do you know what Messiah means? It means the anointed one. With her sacrifice, she was acknowledging who Jesus was, and God allowed her to be a part of Jesus's burial. There are two lessons that we can learn from this story. The first is that we don't get to judge and dictate another person's calling just because it doesn't make sense to us or we would do things a different way. If we find ourselves, like Judas, judging another person's calling, it's probably a good opportunity for a heart check. The second thing that we can learn is sometimes God calls us to sacrifice something very valuable for a higher purpose. And a lot of the time, it won't make sense to the world. When the Spirit moved this woman to go and anoint Jesus for his burial, I'm sure she had a bit of an internal struggle. Was she hearing God right? Was there a way to only sacrifice a little bit of her perfume instead of all of it? Even after she made the sacrifice, she got backlash from one of the closest people to Jesus because her sacrifice didn't make sense. But Jesus defended her because she was being obedient to him. What is the sacrifice God has called you to make, but you are too scared of what others will think? Or maybe you think God won't protect you in that sacrifice. It may look like giving up a career to take care of little ones, or maybe giving money to care for the poor. It might look like giving your free time up to go serve at church. These things don't always make sense to others, but when you listen to God, he will call your sacrifice beautiful. Whatever you sacrifice for God, he will not waste. The next group of ladies that we are going to talk about are the women who witnessed Jesus's death. In Mark, these women are described as the ones who ministered to Jesus. The word ministered really stood out to me as I studied this passage. And as I dug into the definition of ministered, I learned that it means to supply someone with the necessities of life. So why is this important? These women were witness to Jesus's complete humanity. They saw he had needs for water like everyone else. They saw he had needs for food like everyone else. He had a need for sleep, time to decompress, time to pray, and for friendship with others. They saw he had needs just like everyone else, but there was something different about him. He handled all of these needs perfectly, with humility and gratitude, never prideful or demanding. He was never hangry. He didn't lash out when he was tired or maybe overstimulated by all of the, you know, people touching him and calling his name and demanding miracles. He never once sinned. He embodied love as we see it described in 1 Corinthians 13. He was patient and kind, gentle and self-sacrificing, and full of forgiveness. These women did not shy away from his humanity, but instead served him through supplying him with the necessities of life. And in the midst of the most evil moment of all history, when the Son of God was murdered, they stayed and witnessed the fullness of his humanity in his physical death. There is meaning in Jesus's humanity, and there was meaning in ministering to his humanity. These women truly understood Jesus's humanity. His own mother was at the crucifixion. This woman who understood that this man was in fact a man. She had birthed him and nursed him and rocked him to sleep and shushed him, and she gave him his first solid food. All of these different things. These women truly understood Jesus's humanity, and they served him by serving Jesus as a man. These women did not have lofty titles, and there's actually not a ton recorded about them in the Gospels. But nonetheless, they served Jesus humbly through tasks that are often seen as mundane. And in doing so, they were allowing Jesus to do the work that he came to do. So even though the tasks were mundane, they were life-giving. The lesson that we can learn from these women is that ministering by supplying someone with the necessities of life is kingdom work. In Matthew 25, Jesus explains that the person in right relationship with God feeds him when she feeds a hungry person. She gives him a drink when she gives a thirsty person a drink. She clothes Jesus when she clothes a person in need. She visits Jesus when she tends to the sick and the one who is imprisoned. Jesus says, whatever we do to the least of these, we do to him. So when we mundanely minister to others based on their need, not their status or what they can do for us, we get to join the ministry of our early Christian sisters who minister to the God of the universe. And we can take great joy in knowing that our work will have an eternal impact. All right, now the last woman that we are going to learn from today is Mary Magdalene. Mary was one of the women who ministered to Jesus. She received tremendous healing from Jesus as he cast 7 demons out of her. This woman was transformed by Jesus and knew the power of his presence. After she witnessed Jesus's death, Mary Magdalene and Jesus's mother, Mary, saw where his tomb was. Once the Sabbath had passed, Mary and some other women went to the tomb with spices that would cover up the smell of Jesus's body decomposing. When they arrived, they saw the stone had rolled away and his body was gone. When Mary realized she was no longer in the presence of Jesus, she wept. Up until this point, she knew where Jesus was, even if it was his lifeless body. She at least knew where her Savior was. And so when she lost that, she wept. And weeping is not just crying. It is caused by a much deeper emotion than sadness. It is caused by sorrow, and sorrow is defined by grief and pain and distress, often related to the loss of something precious. In Mary's case, Jesus's presence was the most precious thing to her, as he had healed her and made her whole. But as she wept, something incredible happened. Jesus appeared to her and comforted her, saying, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." He assured Mary that she would not be without his presence again, but would be in communion with him and their heavenly Father. And as believers, we have the same assurance as Mary. When we seek Jesus's presence, he meets us in that space and is ready to calm our spirit and fill us with an unexplainable joy. Mary felt great sorrow because she knew what she was missing. She knew Jesus was God and she had experienced healing and freedom. Maybe you are missing Jesus's presence, but you don't feel sorrow because you have never experienced his freedom and his healing power. You don't understand that there is fullness of joy in his presence. You don't know that there is healing possible with Jesus. You don't yet understand the preciousness of what Jesus did for you on the cross. I'm here to tell you that Jesus loves you. He gave up his life for you on the cross, and he wants to set you free from the bondage your sin has you in, and he wants to spend eternity with you in his presence. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you will be saved. God can heal you. God can free you. Jesus can heal you. God can free you. God can forgive you. He is only waiting on you to make the decision to follow him and seek his presence with all you've got. And friend, today can be that day. You can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might. And may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.